One source of the recent criticism of the Bush administration's handling of intelligence about Iraqi weapons programs is a group of former intelligence officers. They call themselves VIPS, Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. Yesterday, they issued an open letter to President Bush asking him to, among other things, demand the resignation of Vice President Cheney. One of the members of the steering committee of this group joins us now, retired CIA analyst Ray McGovern. And Mr. McGovern, first, you're one of three people listed on the steering committee of the group. How many people actually are in the group?
We have about 30 now. We have no active proselytizing effort, but people keep joining up each week.
30 all former Central Intelligence officers?
No, actually, some come from the State Department intelligence. There's some from the Pentagon. There's even a couple from the FBI.
How would you describe the seniority of the group of you as?
Most of us operated at the most senior policy and intelligence levels.
Now, you in your letter, the group in its letter, placed special responsibility for the story of the African uranium purchase and its presence in the President's State of the Union address on Vice President Cheney's shoulders. Why?
Well, it's very clear that it was because Cheney expressed unusual interest in this report that former Ambassador Joe Wilson was sent down to Niger to investigate whether it was a valid report or not. As most people know by now, he came back and said it was spurious. The fact that Cheney led the charge late last summer and early last fall to convince congressmen and senators that there was a danger of a mushroom cloud by virtue of Saddam Hussein's possession of nuclear weapons and was able to scare Congress into voting to authorize the president to wage war. Cheney's pronouncements are way out ahead of anybody else's, and particularly Colin Powell's. When you're an expert in media analysis, as I used to be on Soviet open sources, and I find myself looking at U.S. open sources, you can apply the same techniques and come to the same conclusions. Cheney is clearly spearheading this effort, and his multiple appearances at CIA headquarters are unprecedented.
This is what, to pursue further the story of the supposed African uranium purchase, the story that was reported and debunked by former Ambassador Wilson. This is what the columnist Robert Novak wrote yesterday. It's a version of the story that differs substantially from the one that we've read elsewhere, and I think the one that you've told. He writes as follows. The misinformation that is about the uranium purchases were peddled by Italian journalists, spread through the U.S. government. The White House, State Department, and Pentagon, not just Vice President Dick Cheney, asked the CIA to look into it. And he then writes that former Ambassador Joseph Wilson was sent to Niger or Niger, and he writes, CIA officials did not regard Wilson's intelligence as definitive, being based primarily on what the Niger officials told him and probably would have claimed under any circumstances. The CIA report of Wilson's briefing remains classified. So first point, Novak's sources tell him, not just Cheney asking for someone to look into this story, everybody in the government wanted to look into it.
Well, that may be so. It really doesn't draw away from the fact that it was Cheney who was cited when Joe Wilson was tasked with this effort. His agency interlocutors made it very clear that it was at Cheney's behest, at his office's behest, that he was sent down there.
What about this line in Robert Novak's column? CIA officials did not regard Wilson's intelligence as definitive. That is, did Ambassador Wilson come back and truly say there's nothing to this, or was there still some support for the idea that there might have been an attempted uranium purchase there?
Well, I think the agency people have to be very careful now because the British are saying that there's some other reporting indicating that this kind of move was afoot. But you'll find nothing in Joe Wilson's findings that support any notion that those reports had any validity to them at all. And as I say, when the evidence was adduced, the raw evidence, it turned out that it was a very crude forgery.
Ray McGovern, thank you very much for talking to
me. You're most welcome.
Ray McGovern is a retired Central Intelligence Agency analyst and now a member of the steering committee of a group called Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity.